This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast. Today's show is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Go there and check out the new I Love the AvsFam video. It's exactly what you think it is. That's right, awesome. Okay, so let's get straight to it. The big news right now is that Tyson Barrie, the Thug, has been suspended for 3 games for his hit on Dupree. Now, let's be honest, the hit was not dirty, but it was illegal. It would be dirty if he was Matt Cook or if he intended to actually hurt the guy, but he didn't. His coach told him to go out there, use his body, hit some players, and he did his best. He's not particularly good at that. He can dangle, he can deke, he can score, but when it comes to hitting, he's just kind of throwing his body in the direction of a guy. So it sucks, and it definitely sucks for the $42,000 that they bumped him for and the 3 games that he won't be playing for the Avalanche. But remember, with every bad thing comes a good thing. This is an opportunity for somebody else to step up and be an awesome offensive defenseman. Now, as long as we're being honest, let's admit it. Barra played a really good game. He came in for Varley in a horrible game, and then he started his own game, and he had a really solid game. He got some bounces for sure. The puck hit him, but that's what it's supposed to do. You're a goalie. It's voodoo. When it's hitting you, you're doing your job. It doesn't matter if you meant to or not, so long as you don't let the puck go in. That's the only rule. And he's got that right now, so that's why he's starting tonight. Was a goalie. He knows damn well what he's doing. He knows that Varley's not on his game, and that Barra deserves that chance for all the hard work he's been doing. Was probably chewed a hole in Barra's butt by now. And it's only fair that if he's playing really good hockey, to put him in net and let him prove himself. So sometimes the second game is harder than the first game. He went out there and he had a good game, but now you have to be consistent, and that might be even more pressure for a goalie. So I'll have my eyes on the net tonight to see what Barra does with this and if he can turn out to be an awesome backup goalie who can fill in when Varley's not having a good day, a good week, or a good start to the season. He's not, that's for sure, but I feel like he's going to be back. I think we all know it. We don't need to trade Varley yet. Calm down, Twitter. So I put in a call last night to my homies down at the NEIC, that's the National Earthquake Information Center. There was some movement, things were shaking in my house, I was a little bit worried about it, and then I remembered, oh yeah, that was just Big Z dropping Corey Perry like he was a bag of potatoes. The level of awesomeness on this was twofold. One, that's what I want to see from this guy, that's why we got him and that's what he can do. Never mind the fact that he was showing some really good offense last night too. He put a big hit on Corey Perry to make him think twice about coming on his side again, and that's what we need, a fear maker on defense. The second awesome part was, well, I think everyone in the NHL agrees, it's good to see Corey Perry hit the ice sometimes on a nice clean hit. There was a hit on him previously that wasn't so clean, but we're not going to talk about that because that's glass half empty stuff, and my glass is really full. Really full with awesomeness from the Big Z hit. So that brings us to the game tonight. We're still in Cali. Cali. I had to do it one more time. We're still in Cali, we're taking on the Kings, and I think that we're going to play the same kind of game. I think that all the players want to play good for Barra and give him a fair chance in goal. So long as everyone does their part, from the goaltender out, we're going to win this game, and that could put us on a streak that we need to be on, a winning streak. Now granted, my hockey knowledge is sometimes from the cheap seats, but I have to say that I think I can see from here that Duchene is struggling, and I think everyone agrees. He's still playing good defense, and he had a lot to do with a lot of the plays we had last night, but he's not producing on the offense, which is his bread and butter. We need to get him going again, and if we do, we're going to be that much more dangerous. I think that as soon as he starts getting hot, other guys are getting hot around him, and then we have this cycle or this trade-off where one line can be rocking and the other line can struggle if they have to, but when they're all going, we're going to be unbeatable. If we were to just look at the goals that happened last game, we would have seen McKinnon shooting from anywhere, which I love, getting on net, plus he can really wing that puck. Sometimes it's a whip action, sometimes it's a slap shot, but his intention is always to put the puck in the net, and he seems to think that he can do it from anywhere. Currently, he's right. We've got a lot of skill on this team, but we've only got one skilly wabbit, and he showed up last night by playing a tough game, winning the battles, and getting shots on net. Granted, he got a little bit of a bounce off of the stick, but hey, sticks, skates, heads, they're all in fair game. If the puck goes off of those and in the goal, it's still your goal, so long as it came off of your stick to start the whole thing. So, to that skilly wabbit, kudos, man. Keep it up. You have a great story going. The last goal of the game was scored by Johnny Darko. That's John Mitchell, for those of you who can't read my mind. Anyways, whoever it was that passed the puck to him, I don't remember who it was, they're definitely on his Christmas card list, because that's 4 goals in 4 games, and that's a hell of a streak for a guy who doesn't have top players around him. He's playing good hockey, he's winning battles, and he deserves the streak that he's on right now. That's the kind of character play that keeps the other guys going when they're down. Kudos to him as well. This show is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Cool shirts, cool gear, cool stories, cool videos now, because you can go check out the I Love the AvsFam video. It's cheesy, it has selfies, and it looks a little bit like a show you may or may not have seen in the past, but we love it, and we'll think you'll love it too, so go check it out, www.avsfam.com. Stay awesome. Wait, don't go anywhere. We love this song way too much to not play it every now and then, so consider this a hidden track. We'll be quiet for like 5 seconds, so it seems more like it's hidden. Now stay awesome.
It's the off season in Colorado, Avalanche hockey be breezing. Missing the good old days, missing the good old ways. Just waiting for October to hit so the puck can drop and finally pop. Never ever stop as it moves its way to the top. Showing nothing but love to Landy, Mac, Dutchie, and Varley. So y'all better step back and don't forget Iggy too. It's coming through. Yeah, that's how she do. It's number one. So shout out to the AVS fan, cause they get it done. So next time you is in the spot, you already know who to go to. Oh yeah.